The new Connect FM.
It is Motivation Monday. And today, I'm very excited to bring the money couple to you, Scott and Bethany Palmer. You can find them at themoneycouple.com. They are financial relationship experts and authors of First Comes Love, Then Comes the Money. And, you know, the holidays are coming. So are arguments over spending. Usually there's a saver and a spender when it comes to couples. And we're going to get some tips on how to make sure that there isn't a battlefield formed during the holiday spending season.
Cool.
How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are y'all?
Wonderful.
Good. It's great to be with you.
This is pretty typical, pretty common that there is a saver and a spender with couples. Is that the same with you two?
Absolutely. There's five money personalities, and we find these personalities affect about just every decision that we make, because just about every decision that we make involves money. So you've got a saver, a spender, a risk taker, a security seeker, and a flyer. And what we find is that every couple has a primary money personality. So both Bethany and I are spenders, so we can get into real trouble in the holidays. We get really dangerous. But where we find our conflict comes in with our secondary money personalities, where I am very much a security seeker and she's a risk taker.
So when it comes into the holidays and spending, there can be so much conflict because these money personalities just clash. And if we look at it, every decision that we make has a money component to it. Even the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and all that, there's money components to all these different decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't see money the same way, then that money component to these very fun holidays can really put a damper on the whole thing. So
right.
We've got to understand each other, understand our differences, and approach the holidays in that way together.
You got one spouse who says, hey, let's have a big Thanksgiving feast and let's have everybody over and let's really make it big. And the other one's saying, but wait a minute, that's going to cost a lot of money. Why do we need to do this? And you've got some tension there already.
You've got it. I'm right there. I mean, oftentimes we marry our opposite money personality. As a matter of fact, over 75% of couples marry their opposite because it's really attractive. Somebody who's different than you is really attractive on the front end when we're dating. And then we get into those everyday decisions that come in once we do get married, like the holidays and things like that, and we have two totally opposite perspectives. In that situation that you just described, it's like a risk taker saying, hey, let's just go for it. Let's do it big. Let's just go for it. And then you may be married to a saver. And the saver's like, well, let's think about the money part of that exciting adventure. So
you say, but honey, it's Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving.
There you go. There you go. And that right there, you just started a fight. And
yep.
It's just incredible how these fights can just explode over what's supposed to be a fun time of year.
It's Motivation Monday, and we've got the money couple with us today, Scott and Bethany Palmer. They are a financial relationship experts and authors of First Comes Love, Then Comes Money. And we're talking about the holidays and how you guys have found that regardless of a couple's income, holiday spending can quickly become a battlefield, correct?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're making $30,000 or $300,000, those battlefields can erupt from anywhere and can just totally trash your holidays if you're not really intentional with what you're doing with your money and, more importantly, how you're talking about it.
And you were saying that there's five personalities that people have when it comes to money. There's the saver, the spender, the risk taker, the security seeker, and the flyer. What's the flyer?
The flyer is a person that just flies by the seat of their pants financially.
Okay.
They just don't care. They're just not really engaged with the finances on any level.
Money really isn't on their radar screen. So, and we all know the flyers, and there's pros and cons to every money personality, including the flyers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really who we are. And so saying and putting each other's money personalities down is really going to the core of who we are. So that's why money fights are so hurtful, is because you're really attacking the person in the core of who they are.
Mm.
So tackling these holiday seasons, really being intentional with them, is key to real success, and really having it be a time that brings you together instead of tears you apart. We've put together some steps that make it really easy as we attack these different holiday seasons.
All right.
Holidays.
Why don't we start with Thanksgiving? You guys have, according to the National Retail Federation, the average family will spend about $302 during the Thanksgiving weekend.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. And the savers out there are going, oh, my goodness.
Right.
Okay, so, and you guys have created some money huddle conversation starters on how to, you know, couples can have better conversations about money together with when it comes to Thanksgiving. What are those?
You know, absolutely. The first thing, and the reason that you do these money huddles, it's just imperative to sit down and set expectations. That's part of the problem with the holidays, is that we don't set expectations. So you need to sit down as a couple, ask a couple questions like, I would like to ask our guests to bring a dish to share this year's meal. When the saver can say that to the other spender, and that person's going to go, hey, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Another one is, you know, I'd like to go to a restaurant for Thanksgiving instead of hosting a meal at our house. How do you feel about that? Believe it or not, people do go out for Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. I would like to include our friends in this year's celebration. So these are some questions that you can just kind of put out there and start to help setting these expectations. Mm-hmm. And then understand that you're going to need to probably some compromise on both sides of the table.
Okay. I like that. I like how you said that first of all, I use the I would like, how do you feel about that? So instead of, hey, instead of just suddenly out of the blue, hey, by the way, I've invited a bunch of people over, my coworkers who don't have any family to see. I've invited them over, by the way, and so we're going to be cooking for them. I mean, there's nothing like springing a surprise on that, like that to your spouse.
You got it. And then also things happen, like people will say, well, you're always so cheap when it comes to Thanksgiving. Can we go out this year? You know, things like that, and starting it with that negative tone and, again, attacking that person of who they are. Just like you said, start with an I statement. You know, sit down with each other. Start setting expectations of what you expect out of this holiday. And remember, when we have opposite money personalities, which most of us do inside of our relationships, it's so important to compromise and to say, okay, well, you know, one person wants to bring a lot of people over. Okay, well, why don't we bring over half? One of the people in the relationship wants to bring 10 people over. Well, why don't we just bring 6 over this year? Mm-hmm. Things like that to compromise. But at first, what you need to do is state what you would like to do. I'd like to ask guests to come over, but I'd also like them to bring an extra dish to share instead of us taking care of and footing the whole bill. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go out to a restaurant this year. I'd like to include family in this year's celebration. Mm-hmm. Or another thing that is really good to say and talk about at Thanksgiving is, especially if you're a security seeker, if you're a saver, is to say something like, I'd like to get a head start on our holiday shopping by going out and taking advantage of some of those sales right after Thanksgiving. So starting to really open it up for discussion, but realizing that all those comments that you say and all those suggestions that you bring to the table have a money component to them. So you really are having what we call a money huddle, where you're really being intentional about the money discussions that you have, even over these fun holiday times.
I think that's, really interesting what you guys are saying, this money huddle, and actually talking about it. Why do you think that it is that couples don't really talk about money?
When it's
one of the, you know, key ingredients mm-hmm. to a relationship. Oftentimes money is what makes or break a relationship. The stress that's involved with not having enough, or the stress that's involved with having too much.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We don't like to hear the word no. Is what drives a lot of that. We found that 70% of all divorces are due to money conflict in a relationship. And so, Bethany, I often use a term which is called a money relationship. And what the money relationship is, it's those decisions that we make every day, whether it's the $5 cup of coffee or the $50,000 car. Those decisions that we make every day really affect how we view where our security comes from, whether we feel like we're being fulfilled or not. And so we don't like to hear the word no. And we don't even understand that we have a money relationship, because what we've been taught and convinced of is that if we have a retirement plan in place, well, we must have a good retirement. We must have a good money relationship. If we don't have any debt, no. Well, we must have a good money relationship. And what we're finding is that a money relationship, although those things are important, a money relationship is the everyday things that we deal with, not necessarily the larger picture in our finances.
The holidays, for example, is a great example. I mean, if you're married and one of you is dreading the holidays just because you don't want to talk to your spouse about the money part mm-hmm. of the holidays, that gets really old. And that nitpicking and that drudgery, that's what breaks up a relationship over time. It's not a broken retirement plan that's going to necessarily break up a couple. It's that nitpicking and that everyday experiences like the holidays when you just go, you know what, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want to deal with the differences that we have. They're so opposite. That's what's tearing up our relationships. And these holidays are really a good time to come together and say, let's understand our differences and let's get on the same page so we can both enjoy these holidays.
Yeah, and let's understand where we're at money-wise so that we don't overspend and end up bickering after the holidays, right?
You got it.
And what do you think, guys, is something key in your book that couples should definitely read this book for?
Well, one of the things that we've learned is that couples don't even know that they have a money relationship. Again, they think that the money relationship is a financial plan and that if you have a good financial plan in place. However, we just met with a couple last week. After 42 years of marriage, they are getting divorced. And we asked them, you know, what's the kind of the main cause and reason do you see? And it's really over money. She was a security seeker. He was a risk taker. And she's just so upset with him over all these years, and they just could never get on the same page. So they're splitting up. But again, like I was saying in the previous segment, it's not the broken retirement plan or the broken budget that's really tearing these relationships apart. It's the nitpicking, and it's the everyday approaches to life, really, that you have. You know, when we get married, we say, for richer or for poorer, and it's because money affects so many of the discussions and decisions that we have that it's important even to say that in our wedding vows. So approaching these holidays, you can really look at them very, very differently. So that's why we want to give out these conversation starters to really get couples on the same wavelength.
You guys do something that's called, you guys have created something you call them the money huddle conversation starters. And we were just talking about, you know, ways you could have your money huddle discussion around Thanksgiving. But Christmas especially, I think even this year, more than ever, we have so many people who have been unemployed long-term here in the United States. The economy's bad. People don't have the expendable cash that they had once before. And that nitpicking, I think that that's probably going to happen a lot more with couples who, and not because, I guess maybe they lash out at each other because they feel bad that maybe they can't get their kids what they wanted to this year. They feel bad because, you know, I can't get my husband a gift. And it's tough. It's tough because it makes you look at what you don't have, and people end up focusing on that. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean, but I also know that even the savers and security seekers out there, even if you do have enough money, still have this aura about you that you don't. So it's this really interesting dynamic that goes on of you have the realities and then you have also perceived realities, and you just they all clash and get right in the middle of it. So especially if you, well, either if you have the money or you don't have the money, it's important to talk about it, to make sure that you're sitting down, setting expectations, that you're realizing that you may need to compromise a little bit. And then also, especially for those risk takers and spenders, stick to that plan that you agree on, because that's where the fights can really start.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that we're taking care and satisfying each money personality inside of the relationship. It really does have an impact on whether or not you enjoy the holiday season.
Why do you think there's a tendency, especially if you're a spender, when you know that that you're on a really tight budget, that the spender will overspend? What is it that makes a spender just keep spending?
Spending, and I'm a primary spender, and Scott is a primary spender, so we can speak to this one really well. Spending is just something, it's everywhere on our radar screen, whether or not we're going to the grocery store, whether or not we're looking in a catalog, whether or not we're in a dollar store, doesn't matter. Every single area that we come at, well, let's just do it. Let's just buy it. That's just the first reaction that you have to money. So it is so hard for spenders to stick to a budget. You need to, because usually you're married to somebody who's the opposite of that, like Scott's secondary is a security seeker. So those money personalities will bump into each other. How important it is to make sure that when you do sit down, you set expectations, you compromise, you come up with a plan, that you stick to it. I mean, if you want to fight, you can go ahead and blow that budget and blow that plan. I mean, that's I mean, that's your choice, but that's not going to bring you together. Remember that the most important thing that you're focusing in on is the relationship. That's what we want to have success in.
Okay. We're wrapping up our discussion here with The Money Couple. You can find them online, www.themoneycouple.com. And their book, First Comes Love, Then Comes the Marriage, financial relationship experts Scott and Bethany Palmer. And could you guys give us some money huddle conversation starters for Christmas spending?
Absolutely. One of the ones that I love is, I would like to share the shopping with you this year. Now, I know that might be scaring some of your male listeners out there, but the reality is...
You said it last year.
I told Bethany, come with me this year because I'm the shopper, the Christmas shopper. But it is such a great thing to do as a couple because both of you are going to be looking at the purchases through a different pair of lenses. You're going to be able to work together, and you're going to be able to see what's real and what you're spending. Doing it together makes a whole lot of sense. Another thing is, I would like to buy a group gift for our parents. You had mentioned it earlier, and I think you were so spot on with that. Finances are just tighter over the last couple of years. We still have a fairly high unemployment rate, and there's just a lot of people that don't have the resources that they used to. But a group gift works just as great as an individual gift. It allows you as a couple to put more thoughts into it, and it's just a great way to work as a family and do it.
I like that.
I'd love to see those. Another one is, I'd like to donate money or gifts to a local charity or a family in need. One of the greatest gifts that we can give our kids is showing them how to be gracious givers. And what an amazing opportunity in this time to where we've got so many families that are suffering. Hey, let's take part of our Christmas budget, let's put a huge basket together, and let's take it down to a needy family at one of the rescue missions. And it's just such a great way to make this the best Christmas ever for your family.
Wow. Those are some very, very good suggestions.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, as you've been talking this entire time we've had you on, it's about having that open dialogue. It's about not picking on the other person. It's about understanding that we have different money personalities and that we have to respect those personalities, and we have to understand our own money personality. Have I summed some things up pretty good here? You guys,
you did. You did a great job.
Well, and of course, you know, on your website, people can learn more about what their money personality is. Maybe nobody had ever really thought about this before hearing it from you.
Yeah, exactly. We're excited about the free resources, including the Money Couple Minutes. And like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
All right. Well, we look forward to having you guys back. But thank you for giving us some great tips. Hopefully this will prevent some holiday fighting and some couples can actually enjoy the holidays together now that they realize what their money personalities are. And again, The Money Couple, you can find them online. And Scott and Bethany Palmer, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us. Great to be with you.
See, those guys are awesome. That's why I'm a huge fan of theirs.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.